We learned Rashi Friday night. The Rashi is happily pointed out by Rav Goldi in his Friday night we mentioned the Rashi that Rav Volbi highlights. It's a Rashi in Parshas Ve'era, Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe Vel Aaron, Vayetzaveim El B'nei Yisrael Ve'El Parai Melech Mitzrayim, Lotzias B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron and he charged them. He gave them the mission of going to Parai Melech Mitzrayim. So in that phrase, Vayetzaveim El B'nei Yisrael Ve'El Parai. So I guess we said the pshat is that he commanded them to lead the Jews out and to speak to Parai. So Rashi quotes Chazal that Vayetzaveim is he told them to give kovet to Parai. Tziveim Aleihem, and he commanded the Jewish people, he commanded Moshe Rabbeinu Lanhigam B'Nachas V'Lizbolosam, to conduct the Jewish people menachas in a soft way and to have patience for them. So Rav Volbi writes that this would not be the midah that we would assume is the most important midah for leadership. We would talk about energies, we talk about decision making, we talk about delegating. So when it comes to Klal Yisrael, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said the most important midah is patience, savlanut, and in a similar fashion, I was thinking that if that's the most important midah for a leader, it should be the most important midah for running a household. But Rav Volbi wrote that himself. Rav Volbi writes that husbands and wives come into marriage with different midos. And in the course of time, so one spouse may find a midah in their spouse that they don't and they're not so excited about. He says, in the course of time, it's natural that at some point a person makes a comment about it. But he says, even if a spouse is upset by a certain meat, a certain character trait, and even when brings it to the fore, that it's hard for people to change midos. Hard for people to, we can work on them. It's the avoda that we have to work on our midos, but to make a very significant change. Ech odom kaze yatzliach. How does a person? How is he successful? I the spouse. So he says that then we have to work on ourselves, and the most important midah in working on ourselves is the midah of savlanut, the midah of having patience. A person is patient, takes a step back, he thinks about it, and it's done with, he removes his own ego from it, savlanut, having patience. So that's the first midah in being able to look at things in a measured way. To look at things in a logical and in a way that doesn't include one's own, not massaging one's own ego. Nimtzum Kain, so Rav Volbi writes that when marriage opens up for us the opportunity for the avoda of this midah of savlanut, of patience. So I was thinking about where do you have what's at the core of being sovel of savlanut? When you think about it in terms of a leader, in terms of personal relationships. So at the root of savlanut is trusting somebody. And I can be patient with somebody if I trust them that they are people of integrity, that they what they're doing and not doing for narcissistic or self, for their own agenda. And halacha insists that couples trust each other. This is what you sowed in halacha, sowed in marriage, because when it comes to Taras Mishpachas, these are the weeks of Shevivim, so one of the principles of Taras Mishpachas is that we have trust our wives. Right, the halacha v'edecha never misurin, that a person is trusted when it comes to mitzvahs, the most important area of trust. One of the quirks in halacha is when it comes to money, you need two edim. When it comes to isurim, you only need one aid. Right? But that's because when it comes to money, so it enters into litigation, so you have to have be able to argue different sides. But when it comes to the most important eid echad, one eid, and one of the foundational sources of one aid is when it comes to taras mishpacha, that they have an Easter chorus you have to deal with, and I trust my wife, and I'm not supposed to second guess her. This is her v'safra law. So that's why trust, that the Torah puts trust in as a core value in marriage. Otherwise, a person couldn't function in marriage. Alpidin. So the sablanut, having patience with somebody, it's hard to be patient with somebody if you don't really think they're a person of integrity. If you don't think they have your interests, you think they're always out for themselves. So, but you know that a person is a good person, and a person really wants good things. And but things sometimes, but there's this another midah which is not the midah that to your most liking, then you can put up with it. And the same thing with one of the other aspects of sablanut is part of sablanut is giving kavod to somebody. Right? Part of sablanut having patience with somebody is mechabed them. A person sablanut is a midah one has to work on in many many situations. So the and I just had. Not so long ago, I was working with a couple, and there was the Talmud of mine, and the Talmud was just. I was trying to get to certain ideas, and he took the longest route to express himself. You know, he should have been able to formulate in 30 seconds. Everything was 3 minutes. Every question I asked was so. So I had to work on my own sublanut, my own patience. Otherwise, it's not gonna work. So the what's pshat? Pshat is that if I mechabed the person, I believe that he's gonna get to it. I have faith in the person. I trust him that he's gonna figure it out. That what he has to say is a matter of substance. That it's worth waiting for. Then that's the din of mechabda yosim megufoy, that we have to respect our wives. So the mid of sablanut is the Revolbi writes is the most important is a starting point in marriage, because there are times when we're not in sync. There are times when our midos are not in sync. There are times when, and then the Revolbi writes the chances of being more successful by working our own sablanut is much greater than our chances of actually affecting a significant change if there's a midah which is very deeply embedded. The truth is that there are many approaches in modern psychology that when things come up in relationships that ask the person to focus on how they're going to deal rather than affecting change. Right? But if I come to a therapist with the issue I'm having in my marriage, very often therapists will discuss with me, well, how am I going to deal with this? How am I going to manage this? Not how am I going to fix it, but how am I going to work with a situation that's not my dream situation. We get to work on the midah of sablanut in many, many situations. So one situation, probably the most common, is waiting for each other. Is having to go someplace, and very often one spouse is ready before the other spouse, and usually it's the same spouse ready before the other. So usually it's a repeating situation. So that's an opportunity to work on what's midah of sablanut. So in those situations, first of all, sometimes it is very important to be someplace really on time, and then one has to really prepare in advance for that. Most of the time, it's not so important. Most of the time, the timeliness is in our own minds. And if we come, and most of the time, it'll certainly when you go to bar mitzvahs and weddings, and so most of the time, whether you get there at a certain time or not, it's lo ma lo mo. So you have to work on yourself and remind yourself. Very often, the concern we have is I will be embarrassed, I'll look bad, right? Okay. So then that's part of the midah of sablanut, that I got to work on myself, that it's. That my needs are not so important. Nowadays, at the Zavon Talmidim, is that the Chavetz Chaim is his approach. We mention this every so often, that the Chavetz Chaim writes that a person in his learning should have two different projects in learning. We should have one's major project, one's learning, one's besichta, one's sugya, one's sefer, one's kavei item. And then we should have smaller projects, whether it's mishnayos, it's nachyomi, it's halacha. So he says that in these moments when you're waiting for something, that's when you have your smaller project, as you pull it out and you learn another mishnah, another halacha. The project that can be done in small bites. So then, nowadays we always have our phone with us. We can always return a message, take care of something. So for us, the ability to work with, to impress ourselves, to work on our midah of savlanut, being patient. So those are opportunities. I remember reading once, I think it was the Imre Yemes, I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it was the Imre Yemes. So the Imre Yemes was known, the son of the Sfas Emes, the third Ger Rebbe. Imre Yemes was known for his timeliness. He was the one who introduced timeliness into the Ger Hasidim. He was the one who made sure that every Ger Chassid has a working watch. So he it was very important for him. So once he came late to a train, and he missed the train. The train took off. So the Talmud was next to him, so he knew that this would be very upsetting for the Emiravis. So as they were on the platform, the train left. So he said to this Rebbe, so now what do we do? He says, now we work on our midah of Salmanus, right? Now we work on I think Mordechai Book once told me that the Mozartcher Rebbe once also he came to the airport and the plane was canceled and that threw off the entire schedule. So the Hasidim around him were very concerned about him. So he saw that he was total equanimity. So they said to him, how's the Rebbe dealing? He says, If I would be upset now, then what would I have in mind when I say Hameichin Mitzade Gover every morning? So these are opportunities when we can work on the Amida, and again it's a foundational Amida, a foundational strategy of things that are much greater. Volbi says that this is a context. So in terms of the Rashi and Chumash, it means that a leader who really trusts his people, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, may not be true for other nations, but for Klal Yisrael, so one has such a deep respect for what goes on inside of every Jew, for the neshama that the Rebbe put into every Jew, for the ultimate goal and optimism. So that's what it means for a leader to have sablanut. Part of the sablanut of a leader, Chazal say that Klal Yisrael always has leaders that have a kupa shel shrotzim, that have something in their background which is not perfect. And a guy who's always been perfect will always have such high expectations of other people that it becomes very difficult to maintain oneself. But a person who knows his flaws and knows that they're a flawed person, they have that greater sense of sablanut. When it comes to the family setting, Sir Volbe writes, this is an opportunity for a person, either spouse, to improve their own midos. If one looks at these opportunities, not as situations where we lock horns, situations we have to make fixes in the other, but it's an opportunity to make a fix in myself, to make myself a more refined person, a more pleasant person, to make myself, again, a more patient person. So the midah of sablanut is something that we can work on, and when you think about it, our on one hand, we're caught in a little bit of a vise in the Sifrei Musar. Because on one hand, our lack of patience sometimes is because we heard Sifrei Musar to make the best use of time, to push ourselves to accomplish more and more. So that has to be walked back sometimes when it could curtail my relationship with somebody else. But the midas of sablanu, when you think about it, it means it's the midah of being able to give, to let go. It's the midah of humility, that my schedule is not the most important thing, that where I want to be at a certain time is not the most important thing. It's also an expression of the pride that one takes in one's spouse. In other words, as one is trying to figure out that you want to be in a certain place at a certain time, that's not going to happen. But in place of that, I get to go with my spouse, and I walk in with my spouse. So the pride that I have with being able to in being in the company of my spouse, all of those things help mitigate the upsetness of the of being late and not being where one expects oneself to be, and they help build the meat of sablanot. And finally, if you look at it from the perspective of kids, kids who are watching this. So if a kid watches a parent get very irritated at the conduct of another parent, that's one picture. But if a kid sees a parent not getting upset, not getting ruffled, but being able to take the conduct of a spouse, which is not perfect, let's say, not to their liking, but to take it with equanimity, with ease. So then you just look at it sometimes from the impact it's having on a child, and that helps us put it into perspective. Okay.